Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Luke, among all the coverage of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announcing he wouldn't run for president, we got to hear the story of an 11-year-old kid in the Garden State running for student council president at his school. And he sought Christie's advice at a town hall event on how to win elections. And Christie gave him some professional electoral advice. It was really adorable. One problem, though, what then happened?
Pretend like you might run in the junior
high
election
for
years?
Christie's advice was
not do it.
Yes, exactly. Tease them. Say no with your mouth, but yes with your eyes.
That's what he said?
No, it's not what he said.
Oh.
No,
you've got kind of a binary situation here, outcome-wise.
Oh, yeah, right. The kid lost.
Exactly. Sixth grader Zach Martini approached Christie at a town hall meeting.
Wait, a kid named Zach Martini
didn't
win?
That's his name. Yeah.
I'm voting for him for president.
Absolutely.
Zach and he asked Governor Christie for advice in running for student council, and Christie told him to gather a lot of supporters, put up colorful posters, and demonize the teachers because it's always worked for me, he said. Anyway, Martini's platform was promising a 100% unemployment rate. Sixth graders don't actually want to work. And also a double-dip recess.
I ran in the sixth grade for class president, and Amy Hayes won. And they offered me the vice presidency, which I felt was kind of throwing me a bone. I said, what are the odds of a sixth grader being assassinated?